Check it, check it, check it, check it. 1, 2. This is the daydream. You see, I remember you clearly. I last recall seeing you in that Wednesday daydream, approaching the horizons of central New York plateaus quickly. This is when it emerged. The memory was fuzzy and submerged in orange syrup, too tasty to stray from its thought. Sweet as the coating on my Depakote pills, you released the drop, so the hiding serotonin could trickle loosely throughout my caverns. I'll never understand anything in this world as clearly as I did that day. My fingertips roamed your figure, parting lines through your hair, dividing the feeling equally for your AMI enjoyment. Every touch or stroke rang echoes of importance, and the expressions of the real time spent tracing you cannot be forgotten. My greatest reference for art was the knowing of you. It seemed to grasp all my endorphins while exploiting all my insecurities, but in a shy, relaxed way, cherishing fictionist photos of us under coconut trees at night, with muted lungs yet revolving tongues licked upon the surface skin. We exhaled wonderful winds of origami while baptizing each other in fluids of dehydrated smiles. And when I broke the branch from the weeping tree and drew imaginary pictures on your back, you guessed in ridiculous style what they were. But no more added a pressure of what to do next. No more, no more, no more. Because now I live alone, pathetically seeking myself for attention, drinking chocolate milk in a dark, cold room, waiting for tomorrow's song. Will I remain to sing the one from yesterday, over and over and over again? And you ask me, the day we separated, departed, divorced, aborted our relationship, you said, what does it really feel like while you do artwork? And I answer you like this. It feels like lipping the sap from a tree while the maple zambonis run smoothly through the garage of my being, triple knotting the condom top because if I gave birth to another piece of artwork that remained untouched for weeks, the anxiety would eat through my trunk. Titling my project with the ironic nature of its complexity. You see, red jellyfish penny candy at 8 years old in a summer camp that my parents couldn't afford. That's what I was left. Imaginary. Imagination. Procrastination into love. Understanding myself through the scenes that my camera focuses on. Understand the scenes that my camera focuses on are my feelings. Understand that my feelings can be saved forever. Understand that saving things forever starts with today. Understand that the today is a verb and not a noun. Understand that we are all proper nouns that need the verbs of today. Understand to keep us staying as the verbs of tomorrow when the noun of our past has come to an end. We need to start recognizing that the ill patient inside ourselves is really the strong patience we have for our weakness. Starting to recognize the weakness I suffer from can become my goals of today. Starting to recognize that today is just another battle with the creator inside myself, and that the understanding of this proof will leave the lessons I leave on my canvas for you to watch. Is there anyone out there in this crowd tonight that asks themselves, when am I gonna make it? Or says, I can't wait till I make it? Well, I am part of this group. But the more I've been thinking over the past months, the more I've been thinking I've been reaching my arm into some hole that has no product, no trophy, no place to call home. I think I may start by realizing that I've already made it. That I've already made it. That I've already made it. You see, I'll never stop reaching. I know myself too much. I will never stop realizing that I will never stop reaching. You see, I played the role of a single ice cube in a warm carbonated beverage, trying to fight and change the mind of the temperature while the whole time I should have been absorbing into its own knowledge and its own atmosphere. Then I would have learned stronger. If you out there are fighting so hard against the ill work of society, if you're holding the picket fence, if you're sitting there with a picket fence in the air for any fucking reason, once you look inside yourself first, have you helped your neighbor? Have you walked outside and volunteered? Have you seen the shootings on your streets? What have you done to stop that? Because it's easy to fight wars across seas when you don't have nothing but your balls and your word. It's so much easier that way. Go out there, action is bigger than words. Action will always be bigger than words. Action will always be bigger than words. You could talk about dumping lead in the street. You could talk about who's the best, who's the best, who's the best. But bitch, when you're sleeping at night and the tears are rolling down your face cause your lights are off, you the same motherfucking human as the person next to you. I don't want to hear anymore about who's the best, cause ain't no fucking such thing as who's the best. Every time you think you're the best, is someone just getting a little bit better than you. Every time that you're a little bit worse, is someone just falling down behind the map with chutes and ladders. Fuck that shit. This is why I write. This is why I paint. This is why I lay my fears on all my trusting peers. I let them throw all their fucking nouns and spears, and I will harness their life for years and years and years. And years.